Good morning, Faith family. We are excited to go further with you on some things we heard Russ Barksdale talk about this past Sunday. Mm-hmm. We had a visitor to our church. We have a visitor to the Further Show as well. Kurt Edgerton is here. And if you don't know Kurt, you're in for a treat. The guy is crazy sharp, super talented. Usually he's on the other side of the camera, on the production side. But I won't spoil it all. Kurt, why don't you tell everyone what you do, what your title is? We don't see you much, man.
No. So I predominantly live in the shadows. Yeah. I'm like a less cool version of Batman. Significantly less cool version of Batman.
That needs to be on your business card.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. Yeah. I do video production, media, technology. So if you have seen a video played in our service and you recognize people from it, I'm the one who shot that more than likely. I work with a small team for very dedicated team for broadcast. So if you watch us on social media, if you've seen any of the Furthers, I'm the guy behind the camera. Yeah. And just know that Bo is a person who compliments too easily. I'm a little slower than he thinks I am. So,
well, seriously, the production in this church is so fun and so good. And you're standing, as you mentioned, the team of folks, you're standing on their shoulders, really talented people. And so it got to the point where we needed somebody full time. And Kurt is incredibly gifted and really does a great job. If you have watched this, then you know the quality of his work. Just this set is really great. So enough about him. Let's talk about what Russ Barksdale said.
Let's talk about the Word of God.
Because you are sharp and you have a lot to give to this conversation. I'm excited to ask you, you know, just some really core things that Russ Barksdale talked on. It was all about exhaustion. And I know that's a touch point for you.
It is.
We've talked a lot about this off camera. It was about exhaustion. And so my question to you is, where do you see that rearing its head in society? And if it rears its head in society, then it's ultimately going to show up in the church. And so exhaustion, talk to me about that. Where has it shown up? Thoughts.
I mean, when we think of exhaustion, the first thing we generally think about it as a word is lack of sleep, you know? And, you know, it was proven, it's been said that the average American slept almost 12 hours a day and then they stopped. And the question is why? And it was the invention of the light bulb. So when we could stay up after hours, so it's Edison's fault that we don't sleep enough.
There we go.
But, you can blame that, but you can also look at social media. You can look at all the platforms we have for entertainment. And we're a society who boast about how little we sleep and how much we get done. Like we become a people who brag about how great we are at multitasking and how many projects we can do simultaneously. And I guess my question is, like, how many of those projects and how many of those hours dedicated go to things that are eternal and how many of those things are fleeting? I mean, our brains are really not hardwired to respond to the dopamine reactions in Facebook every time someone likes or dislikes something we had to say or an image of us. And, you know, I wish there was like a God reaction on Facebook. You know, Facebook would probably be a very different place if we posted and God actually, there was a God, God literally had a statement to put on there.
There's something.
That would be a different social media now, wouldn't it?
Yeah. We've gone full swing. It seems like we've gone from, what's that old adage? Idle hands are the devil's playground.
Sure. Yeah.
We've gone from that. We're scared to death of nothing.
Of sitting still.
Sitting still. Which can be really good. And we've gone full swing to just, I've got to fill my calendar with everything. And if we don't have anything going on, then, and I'm guilty of this. I've talked about this, of how easy it is just to get into the mindless scroll. And so if that's the world we live in, there's no win here. You're laughing. I mean, what's the win?
I mean, the win is to come to the realization that like God has made us in a specific way and he's made us for his fellowship. Amen. I mean, and Russ talked about that. He did an amazing job pointing that out, that he talks about hydration, that we're dehydrated. And it's an irony that in the United States, one of the few countries, I always tell people about third world versus first world, right? Just came back from the Ukraine lately.
That's right.
And recently, and that's a first world country. It was the first time I'd ever done foreign missions in a first world country. It's kind of different.
Yeah.
But we can literally put a mug or a cup under any sink and turn the water on and drink it. We flush our toilets with drinking water. And in a world where we have clean drinking water all the time, we're almost always dehydrated. And the same thing holds true to the church. For a people who have access to Bibles, we have more translations of Bibles and more books and commentaries and resources than in the history of humanity. And as a church at large, we're dehydrated.
Whew.
So
come on, Kurt. Okay, so clearly you see Kurt's passionate about this. I love that. But I mean, you're exactly right. And that's what Russ talked about on this past Sunday. I mean, that was point number one. What do you want to do? You need to hydrate in the Word. Me and my wife were talking about that all week. She was just like, you need to hydrate in the Word, hydrate in the Word. It was kind of became a buzzword for us. But yeah, you, talking about missions, you just got back from the Ukraine. You know, you were behind the camera. We had Molly on and we were excited about what the Lord was going to do as we prepared for that trip. And we were praying for you guys on that trip. So now that you're back, why don't you share a little bit of, about what some of the fruit you saw on that trip?
Let me start by saying thank you for your prayers. Like, we can never undervalue or underestimate the power of prayer. It's ironic that we often say, like, I'll be praying for you, as if that's because there's nothing else you can do. I mean, you're interceding on my behalf with the creator of the universe, who spoke everything into existence. You know, it's like not a small thing, right? So thank you for your prayers, and God answered amazingly. You don't ever know. We DMD, I work with DMD, Disciple Making Disciples, and we put a conference on, Dr. Moody led out, and we had breakout times, and man, just sharing the message of disciple making, a personal disciple, man, that glue that our faith family, just, sometimes we take it for granted. You know, we are so blessed to be in this position where we have personal disciple making and we've grown spiritually from it. And there's some of us that are second and third and fourth generation disciple makers. And this was a very new concept to them. And it was really exciting to see them embrace it. And probably one of the largest ones was Molly. I'm going to tell you, it's not intimidating. I'm not an easily intimidated person, but Molly makes my short list. So that probably surprises you, but I'm telling you, she's
talented. She's unbelievable.
I mean, God just really gifted her. And she went, she led a women's track. And it was really amazing to see these women so excited about Jesus' model of disciple making, and they could be involved in it. Not only they could, they should be involved in it. And so it's just really a blessing.
That's awesome. Any jet lag? Any?
I mean, you know, talking about exhaustion, right? Like, there's a physical exhaustion that goes with any trip like this. You know, it's like, cause you drive 2 hours, you have a layover, you go through TSA, right? They're just doing their job. But I mean, seriously, buy me a burger, you know, like, and so
good luck with that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they're patting you down and searching your, and I'm a camera guy. So like, they strip my bag to no end. There's no limit to the, you know, all the electronics and stuff. I have no idea what my bag looks like when it runs through an X-ray machine, but, you know, you have the flight and you have all the travel time and you get over there and you're wait, you know, you lose in 8 hours, you know, physically exhausted. But I'm going to tell you what, the talking about exhaustion, the spiritual rejuvenation of that process is so amazing. And it's because, in my opinion, we strip away a lot of that stuff we just talked about. Right? We don't have the social media access. Maybe our phones don't work in those areas, or we're just too busy. You know,
that's it.
So
I totally relate to that. I'm not in my head in agreement because I experienced that firsthand when I went to the Philippines. I've talked a little bit about that trip on this show, and that was a transformational trip for me because two things were happening at once. Just like you just said, I was physically exhausted more than I got to tell you this. We land and you know, you're jet lagged. This is the other side of the world. And have you been to the Philippines?
No, but it doesn't matter what country you're in. Everything's weird to you.
Well, right? But they're incredibly hospitable and the kindest, most generous folks you'll ever meet. And so we get off the plane, they're excited to be that and receive us well. And so they take us here to eat and there and there. And then the last thing we do, and we're just like so behind on sleep, they take us to, they're big on basketball over there. Basketball is like the sport. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
But they're big into basketball. So they take us to a basketball court and they want us to play pickup basketball games for like 3 hours straight. I literally took a nap on the court of that trip. But I say that because two things were happening at once, and that was kind of the illustration of the whole trip. It was awesome. It was unbelievable what the Lord was doing despite my energy level, despite any of our energy level. He doesn't need us. He uses us and gets to reveal himself when we remove those things, when we get out of our own way and put ourselves in an environment. And that often happens on mission
trips. Yeah, I mean, the foreign mission field, I always joke, it's like the adult version of summer camp.
Well said.
Right? And it's because, I mean, it's because you like don't have your routines. You know, we take a lot of comfort in our routines. I'm a person who takes a lot of comfort in don't think I'm attacking you, because I would have to stone myself many times on that one before I could throw the first rock. But, you know, like, and it lets us be the god of our schedules and in control of our lives. And we have our individual homes and we have our cars and, you know, and we go to Burger King and we tell them to make the hamburger exactly the way we want it. And, you know, on the mission field, that does not exist. On the mission field, you have to be dependent on the Lord. There's just no two ways around it. There's so many things going on. We're pulled out of our comfort zones. And maybe you're physically, I mean, you'll be physically exhausted. I was many, many nights just so tired as we drug into the Rhodes family home. And Yep. The kids were asleep, you know, and
yeah.
And Paige would be getting breakfast ready for the morning, because that's how quickly we had everything staged out, you know, because you're just trying to make the best resource and time you can out of the time you're there on the mission field.
Yeah.
But it's an opportunity to get past those stumbling blocks, those ridiculous scheduling situations, and focus on what matters. This was eternal stuff. This was things that made a big difference. If I don't get a post made on Facebook on time, that's not going to change the world.
Right.
You know, but sitting down and speaking with pastors and church leaders and sharing the gospel with them and telling and going to lost homes and, you know, people who don't know the Lord and bringing groceries and loving on them, like that's eternal stuff.
That's right.
You know, and that would be what would energize us, by the way. That's kind of like the solution.
Well,
you know?
And we know this. What's worse than physical exhaustion? Spiritual exhaustion. Right. Emotional exhaustion. You know, one of the taboo topics that we don't talk about much in the church is anxiety, depression, these deep in our core things that we don't know how to talk about. But that is a real struggle that a lot of us are going through. And I don't know if you want to hit on that, but when I'm dealing with that, it's funny. I often crave physical exhaustion as the answer. Like I need to go work out, or I need to go run to basically eliminate that and replace it with this kind of exhaustion. Like we're just fooling ourselves.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's good for the first time in a very long time. I think it's a long season where that was not okay in the church to talk about depression or anxiety. And it's like, you can be a found believer in Jesus Christ and solid in that and still suffer from depression. Yeah. That's very real. And so I'm glad we're talking about these things more openly. And we have Celebrate Recovery for that. We have counseling for that in our faith family. Like we're very blessed to have ministries to help people with that. But more than anything, we have home group, right? I mean, to surround you and to love you where you're at, you know? And we have disciple groups, because that's the people who are going to call and check on you daily. And I think the moral of this at the end is that if you got Russ Barkdale's sermon and our conversation about the Ukraine and ministry and missions and exhaustion is that the solution is to be who we are in Christ.
That's right.
You know, and to be who we are in Christ in our lives and to be who we are in Christ for one another, to be supportive as the church.
Yeah. And those two things go together. One of the things Russ said this past Sunday, I had to write it down, it was gold, just to breathe out in honesty of what we're trying to breathe out the sin, which I say that in a broad sense of just us trying to be our own God, us trying to muscle up and, like I was talking about earlier, replace emotional or spiritual exhaustion with physical exhaustion, or feel a lack of with too much. We just constantly try to fix things on our own. And so we need to breathe that out in honesty, be honest before the Lord about who we are, so that we can fill that vacuum and breathe in His word. We have to place ourselves in a position, a posture where we can receive His word. That is what He wants us to do. We want to be Christ's disciple. We want to be blessed in these areas, and we need to abide in His word. He's given us that as a roadmap.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So on that, can I do it?
You got it. Go ahead.
All right. Go be the church.
Y'all have a great week.